Yes, it's another good day. It's a Thursday, and it's the 23rd day in the month of March, 2023. Great to have you right here on the sunny side this afternoon. How are you doing? How's your day looking, really? What is happening in your life? Tell me. So let's talk about role models. Yeah, that's what I'm interested in today. How do you choose a role model? Who is a role model? So that's the conversation from now till 1 p.m. At 1 p.m., we'll bring you the trending stories for this afternoon. And of course, afterwards, we will have some people in the studio. They'll be joining us for the Connected Development Program. All right, it's going to last for 30 minutes, okay? So yeah, afterwards at 2 p.m., we'll bring you the news update, after which we will talk about your mind, your body, and your soul. But the focus today will be on your body. And what are we going to be looking at? Tuberculosis. You need to find out what it is, how to manage it, what to look out for, and how to get treated. Tuberculosis. I'll have a doctor in the studio for that one, Dr. Celine. All right, so that will be it for today. So yeah, get on Facebook, get on Instagram, get on Twitter, and be a part of the conversation on Facebook. We're Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Don't forget. And on Twitter, it's Nigeria Info PH. Then get on Instagram, Nigeria Info FM _ PH. My name is Constance Mega. Once again, you're welcome. So, talking about role models, I've got a question. Are parents still to blame for the wrong decisions of their adult children? You'll get to find out why I asked that question. Let's go on a commercial break. When I come back, I'll continue. Just stay tuned.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back now. So Nigerians actually reacted to the death of a 20-year-old lady who, the story goes, that she died after she had a procedure called Brazilian butt lift. Now, online reports said the lady had problems breathing after the procedure and then was referred to a specialist hospital where she died. And her death garnered criticisms from Nigerians on social media, all right? With a particular person, a man, blaming celebrities for not being good role models to young women. But an actress, Yetunde Bakare, did not agree with that. So in a lengthy post on Instagram, Ms. Bakare said it is sad that a lot of parents have failed in raising their children, which has now made them come on social media to search for a role model. And so I ask, are parents still to blame for the wrong decisions of their adult children? And then how do you choose a role model? And the other one is, is a celebrity automatically a role model? I remember one of the celebrities, I think, trying to remember her name right now, but I remember what she said at that time, all right, has something to do with her dressing. And someone, you know, was trying to attack her with the whole, oh, you're not being a good role model to kids. And then she says, I'm here living my life. I'm not out here trying to role model for anybody. If your child is not choosing you, a mother, as her role model, that is your girl child, then you should be looking at yourself. You have a problem. I'm not your problem. The way I dress, the way I talk, the way I carry myself, I'm not doing it for your child. So please, don't police me. Be your child's role model. Your daughter should not be choosing me as her role model. You are her mother. Let her be her role model, please. So someone is up there in the eyes of the public. Does that automatically make you a role model? So a role model is someone who serves as an example for others to emulate. a role model possesses qualities and characteristics that inspires and even motivates other people, those who look up to them or those who look up to this person, to strive for excellence and to make positive contributions to their communities. So when you say someone is a role model, someone that you're looking up to, someone that you admire, someone that inspires you, someone that you want to be like, someone who is that perfect example, maybe not perfect, but you know, that example that you're, of what you want to do, of what you want to be like. And then some of the things to look out for, you know, when you say someone is a role model to you, you're looking out for things like honesty, integrity, responsibility, maybe work ethic. Does this person have a good work ethic? Right? But seriously, sometimes when we have these conversations, it's as if everything has to be in a particular way. A role model. Even criminals have role models. Drug barons or drug dealers, they have role models. They can be looking at someone who is a bigger boy, who is already a drug baron, who is the leader of the mafia. And that's their role model. Right? You're looking at a chief robber, a chief thief. And someone who is a petty thief is looking up to that guy. Kai, I want to become a bigger thief like this guy. Not too much strength. I don't want to be jumping fences anymore. I hope to be like him when I grow up. So a role model is someone who basically serves as an example for other people to follow, so or to emulate. So whether negative, in a negative light or in a positive light, right? Someone you look up to. All right, so let's get back to the question that I asked you. Remember, we have a short time for this one. All right? So, the question is, do you blame parents or should parents be blamed for the wrong choices or decisions that their adult children make? And for you, how do you choose a role model? What do you look out for when you're choosing someone as your role model? And then lastly, is a celebrity automatically a role model? What do you think? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. Remember to head on to Facebook and join the conversation there as well. It's Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then I'm taking messages on WhatsApp, so please do well to send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're discussing role models. All right, so let's talk. All right, so I have Promise calling from Emoha. Hello, Promise.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Promise. You're welcome to the Sunny Side. So talk to me.
Yeah, asking of who are we going to blame in terms of a girl child?
I did not ask about a girl child. I said, my question is, are parents to blame for the wrong decisions of their adult children?
Okay.
How did he hear girl child? Victor is calling from Port Harcourt town. Hi, Victor.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Victor. You're welcome. Please go on.
Okay. I think parents have failed in some certain ways in raising up the children because, you know, parents do not basically have time. Some parents, not all.
Okay, hold on, Victor. Victor, hold on. I want you to really understand what I'm asking. You are a grown man right now. You have a father, you have a mother. So if you make wrong choices as an adult right now, should we blame your parents for your wrong choices?
as an adult, no.
Okay. So the second question, is a celebrity automatically a role model?
Hello?
A celebrity, someone who is well known, is that person automatically a role model?
Well, I think such a person can be a role model because this is somebody who is famous or popular, if I would say. So many people just look up to these people. Why? Because of the fame, and they feel they have the money. So people pick randomly whoever they want to be their role model. So that's what people do.
All right. Thank you for calling, Victor. All right, Joy is calling from Bori. Hi, Joy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joy. You're welcome to the show.
Okay. I think it depends on the parents and the upbringing of someone.
Someone who is already an adult.
Yes, an adult. It depends on their upbringing. So anyone can choose who to be their role model. It just depends on the person's upbringing and what the person thinks.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's the answer to how do you choose a role model. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. So let me go back to the questions I asked before now so that in case you were confused the first time. All right. So the story I shared, that's not what we're discussing, all right? It's just an example for what we are discussing right now. We're talking about role models. And someone said that it is sad that a lot of parents have failed in raising their children, which has now made them to come on social media to search for a role model. So these children are no longer children. They're grown-ups now. And then they're looking for a role model, or maybe they're still children, I don't know. They're still children. To their parents, they're still children. And so they come on social media seeking or looking for a role model. And so who is out there on social media? So many people are out there on social media. A lot of people are there. The good, the bad, the ugly, the crazy, the calm, the cool, the gaga. Everybody is there on social media. So why should we now blame parents? If we're saying the parents have failed in raising their children, so a child who is now grown up, who should be able to make good choices, decides to make a wrong choice, and then we blame the parents. Why should we blame the parents? If you are saying, yes, parents are to blame, why should you do that? Or why should we blame parents? All right, where did they fail? How did they fail? And then for you yourself, what do you look out for? How do you choose a role model? All right? What do you look out for before you choose a role model? Zion is calling from GRA. Hello, Zion.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
The parents are to be blamed.
How so?
Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go. That even when he's old, he will not depart from it. So if an adult makes a wrong decision in life, the parents are to be blamed. Because the parents did not train that child. You see, there is one thing about today's life. I gave you everything you ever needed. You went to the best school, the best environment. What is your problem? Mr. Father, you are the problem. Training up a child is different from taking care of a child.
Please help us understand.
Most parents today are only taking care of their children. They are not training their children.
So what's the difference?
The difference is this. When you are training your child, they follow your footsteps. They read when you are reading. They eat when you are eating. They talk when you are talking. They go to your pattern, as in your thought pattern. As I'm listening to radio, they are listening. As I'm listening to the news, They are listening.
Mr. Zion, you realize we're talking about, you're talking about human beings.
Children.
But they are human beings. They have their own mindsets. Yes. They have their own desires. So maybe you're reading and the child doesn't want to read. The child doesn't
Let
feel like
sleep.
Reading. Even if you read
Let
every day.
Let him play. Let him have meaningful conversation. Let him be domestic doing something. Let him be appropriate at that material time when I'm around. I'm at work now.
Mm.
They are in school. Or they are somewhere else receiving one tutorial or the other. And when I come back from work, we sat down together. We have a conversation. How was your day? What did you learn? Let me see your book. Who did you talk with? And what was the conversation like? The minds of the children are already engaged.
All right.
Because they
All right.
have a father like Mr. Zion. But when most of us, what do? And I don't go and feed them now. They don't eat. Make them go sleep. Make them sleep. Oh, in they here. It is not touched. The children are not even touched to their parents.
All right.
When I was in school, it was only an invitation to one of those our Lord dinners. After that, to be honest with you, it's an invitation to that particular group I follow to somewhere else to become a cult. But when I saw the team and appearance, I ran. If my mama catch me for it, can my mother come and meet me in school there? No, but there was a training already.
Okay.
That asked me not to be a cultist.
All right. Thank you for calling, you Mr. Zion. Any from Rootwalku, please turn off your radio sets. You're welcome.
Thank you, Kirsten.
All right, please go on.
For me, just an addendum to the last caller.
Okay.
Although, not commenting on the last caller, but in an ideal situation, I agree with the last caller, but we're not in an ideal world. For me, I'll still draw a line of train up a child the way it should grow, so that at the later age, it will not depart. The issue is that you have done your part. If you have done your part, you have done your part. Because as you said, we are human beings. People can change.
Hmm.
So, partly, I will blame the parents if you didn't do your work.
Okay.
But if you try to do your job and the person decides to do otherwise, he's an adult, he can take care of himself.
Hmm.
So, if my child as a person, I try to train him and he said to otherwise or stand up as a role model, is his problem. But to be honest, if a parent, or if as a parent you did your job at least to a certain level, because you cannot be a perfect person, your child needed to take you as a role model. No, it's not supposed to be going outside looking for role model. On the second question about what people should be expecting from role model, if there is in quote, that is, if you want to be looking up a role model.
Mm, how do you choose?
Is that the attitude, positive attitude, and that's the only thing I can say about that. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Oninyechi, where are you calling from? Hello, Oninyechi.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, darling. You're welcome to the show. So talk to me.
All right. Concerning the blame the parents, I would say no, parents are not to be blamed. Like me, my parents can choose for me.
Hmm.
And for the role model, I would say celebrity. Like me, myself, I have a role model who I'm looking out to. I'm looking out to Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson is just like a role model to me.
Mm. So why did you choose this person as your role model?
Yeah?
The person you chose as your role model, what did you see in this person?
Well, she's plain and she's simple. Even her movies, she's like a good mother also to her children. And she also teaches some things, like impart some knowledge to people. So that's why I love her.
And
all right. She's very simple.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Oninyechi. All right. So I'm still asking you to tell me that someone is a celebrity, someone is famous. does that automatically mean I'm a role model? But you know that thing about being famous, right? You're in the eyes of everyone. People are seeing you, your every move. Maybe not everything, but you know, you understand. So people are watching you. So for some people, it becomes a lot of pressure because it's like you're no longer living for yourself. And that's why we have a lot of people who are celebrities, and to actually stay up there is a problem because it's like you're dealing with a lot. You have your personal issues to handle, and then you have the eyes of the world to also handle, judging you, judging your every move. So it's as if automatically, because you're famous, you're a celebrity, you're now a role model. Ubong is calling from Rumokurusi. Hi, Ubong.
Ah, Constance, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. The Bible says that we should train up a child in the way that he or she should go. Mm-hmm. That when he or she is old, he will never depart from it.
He will not.
And the Bible also says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, follow my examples, even as I follow the examples of Christ, Apostle Paul, talking to the brethren in Corinth. Whose example are you following? Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Even if you want to look at the celebrities as role models, what type of role models are they? There are positive role models, there are reverse role models, and there are different types of role models. So you look at certain characteristics. Are these role models positive? Do they have moral values in them? You check out for those things before choosing your role models. Do they have passion and ability to inspire your good things? You check out for those things.
Uh-huh.
So choosing a role model is something that one needs to be very careful of.
Okay.
You must have those moral values. You must be able to, you must be hardworking. You must be respectful. You must be optimistic. You must believe in the beauty of your dream so that people can see these things in you, these qualities in you, so that they can follow you. What do you have to offer, you that wants to be a role model to somebody?
Okay,
you must have quality that people must look at.
Okay.
Clean.
So
that's
I'm asking...
What I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, though. Thank you. So here's, this is usually the argument that I present when people bring that Bible verse to remind us that parents have more like the chunk of the blame when a child, even when this person is an adult, goes astray. I don't know why people are going astray. They're not going as plate. That aside. Okay. So when people do the train up a child in the way he should go so that when he's old, he will not depart from it. Right? And then I remind you that a parent may have done all of this, trained the child in the way that he should go. But this child grows up and decides, I am departing from this your way. I've seen another way that I feel is more palatable. They mingle. They meet new people. Interactions every day. And something else draws them. And they choose to go that way. And then there's another thing really that happens, you know. That particular verse of the Bible, train up a child in the way, it's in Proverbs, right? Train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Now, it did not say train up a child in the way you want the child to go, in the way you feel the child should go. It says in the way he should go. So there is a way a child should go. It's not necessarily the way you want the child to go, because sometimes that's the problem we have. We already have something else in mind. We have our way that we want this child to go. But is that the way this child should go? Rosie is calling from Rukwoko. Oh, darling. Apologies. Please do also call back, right? Is a celebrity automatically a role model? People can't help it. They're all over the media, social media, and every other forms of media. They are there. And people have to look up to them. Even when they are just trying to make money, they're just trying to take care of their family. But someone decides that since you're up there and I see you, you become a role model. So what do you think though? Clement is calling from Ada George. Hi, Clement.
Hello, good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon, Clement.
How are you doing today?
I'm awesome, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well.
All right, please go on.
Okay, talking about parents being their role model to their children or what, and their children choosing a role model. I will go with, there is a lady, I think it should be your colleague, that was with Jude on one of the shows, one of the Friday shows. And I think I quoted her and tweeted her statement where she said, that I think it was a topic, you know, and she made an emphatic statement. Even Pastor Wisdom Osiri has said that too. If you are looking for a role model, look at the face of your mother or your father. You know, because I believe from infant to when you were able to choose what is right and what is wrong, you have been seeing somebody consistently, and these people are your parents. Now, that is one. If you know what is good and you know what is bad, in my opinion, you don't need a role model. You know that this is good. You know that you can differentiate between good and bad. You don't need a role model.
But is this about, is getting a role model all about choosing good and bad? It's actually someone who motivates you, a role model. It's not about whether you can, you're doing good or bad, or the person is doing good or bad, right? It could be someone that you just admire their, probably their mode of dressing. And that's just it for you.
That means you don't know how to dress.
No, that's not what it means. No, that's not what it means. I don't think that's what it means.
Yeah, I listened to your definition of a role model. Maybe you want to take on that again, you know? So, for me, I think where you are weak, you need strength from that area. And then you look at somebody and say, okay, I don't have this. Now, I like what this person has, and that is what I need. So, I want to get what this person has. You know, so that is where I see that, okay, you are modeling, because now I'm talking about the role model, you are modeling the person's maybe characteristics, features and all that. You also give example of bad and good role model. Even a tree is looking up to see a better tree because there is a better tree that he or she is looking at as an example, you know. So that is just what I think. So look at your parents. If your parents are let me not go there. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. So here's what I'm thinking, right? What if my parents do not have what I'm looking for? So I'm an engineer. My mother is a farmer. My father is maybe a taxi driver or a fisherman. They don't have an idea what happens in this world of engineering. I'm looking for a role model who will help me scale up in this, my career path as an engineer. I need someone who understands the language. I need someone who understands the politics to look up to. So I can't be looking up to my dad. He doesn't know it. I can't be looking up to my mom. She doesn't know it. So, but unless maybe if we're now talking about generally, yeah, yesterday we talked about soft skills. If we're not talking about something like that, like honesty, the way you communicate with people, the way you deal with people, you can now start looking up to your parents. Okay? If my daddy, who is a fisherman, he doesn't cheat people, he doesn't abuse people, He doesn't, he's also not cowardly. Even though he's a fisherman, he has a lot of respect. So I could look up to him for that one. You know, just look at this man who is from a very simple background, but he carries himself in such a manner that you would think he is royalty. So I could be looking at that. So that even though I'm just starting in the field of engineering, I'm not licking people's shoes. I understand that, yes, I also have dignity. I also carry myself a certain way. Even though I don't really know everything, I'm still learning the ropes. So I'm humble, but I'm not humiliating myself. I don't know if I'm making any points. I'm sure you get me, right? So yes, I know I'm making some points. A role model is actually someone that you look up to, someone you would like to emulate. All right, so I gave the example of a criminal who also has someone who has been doing the criminal business for longer than he has been doing it. And this person is doing it in a fashion that he thinks, I would like to be like this man. I don't want to be scaling fences. I don't want people to be pursuing me and be saying, catch him, catch him, catch him. I want to find out how he's doing it. Yeah, that's how we have people grooming boys to do Yahoo. They are defrauding people. They are stealing from people. But there's nobody on the streets chasing them. Ole, ole, ole. Catch him, catch him, catch him. Thief, thief, thief. There's nobody doing that. Role models. Even in that light. So there's a role model everywhere. I'm sure the demons are looking up to the devil. Oh, yeah. Satan himself. He's their role model. The way he's able to get under people's skins and get them to misbehave. You're like, I would like to do it this way so that they will not... Not everywhere I enter, the person just shouts small blood of Jesus and then I'm running out. Oh, God. I want to learn how he's able to choose people that will not be shouting Jesus up and down and be pursuing me. All right, so let me see this message here. Oh, my God. Okay, I have some time within 1:30 to 2 p.m. All right, I think that's when I'm going to read most of these messages I'm seeing here. But I'll read this one message and then get ready for the news. And after the news, code, connected development will come up. All right, so let's go. Good afternoon, Constance. Ogochukwu from Port Harcourt. I believe parents have a huge role to play in their children's lives. Whatever sphere of life they want to attain, a child will always aspire to be like someone or another, and it's always common for them to emulate those aspects of their elders, which they believe will pave ways for them in life's success. They may not go along same career lines, but emulate other behavioral aspects from their elders. The parents are at the forefront of where those children will copy and drive their motivation from. Sadly, some parents are found wanting in this regard. Most of them ride on the mantra, "Do what I say and not what I do." This is wrong. Rather, parents should endeavor to be good examples of their children and wards by their actions and not just words. All right. Thank you very much, Uncle Chukwu. You sent two messages. I'm going to read the other one later on. So we're talking about role models. And I'm asking you, are parents to blame? Are they still to blame? Because it seems when a child does everything, we blame the parents. Are they still to blame when an adult child decides to go crazy? When an adult child makes the wrong decisions? When an adult child takes the wrong steps? Do we still say, nah, the papa and the mama, they no train and wear? If the parents were in his life to do this and that and that. You know, there's this story... It's actually something a friend of mine told me, right? So she said that growing up, her mother never allowed her to enter the kitchen. Yeah, they had a house help, and then the mother was always the one, you know. The house help was doing the house chores and everything, and then she was never allowed to enter the kitchen. She said she got into the university. She didn't know how to cook nothing. Anything. She couldn't cook. But then she told herself, am I going to continue like this? I don't think so. So what did she do? She started learning from her fellow students how to cook. That was how she learned how to cook. She let everyone around her know that she wants to learn how to cook. So if they're cooking, they're calling on her. So come and watch, to come and see what they're doing. And that's how she learned how to cook. Did she learn how to cook at home? Was she trained to cook? No. But did she learn how to cook? She did.